He was the youngest defendant in Florida ever sentenced to life without parole, but an appeals court has thrown out the conviction of Lionel Tate, saying he deserves a new trial. WLRN Herald reporter Michael Hiblin sat down with the attorneys who argued his appeal.
The 4th District Court of Appeal ruled that Lionel Tate's first-degree murder conviction be reversed because the boy's competency should have been evaluated before trial. Attorney Richard Rosenbaum, who argued the appeal, set up a conference call to share the news with the now 16-year-old and his mother.
She broke down and started crying and thanked the Lord. And Lionel kept on asking that one question that anyone in his position would want to know, and that's, when can I get out on bond? He wants to be back home with his mom.
In his trial, the defense argued the 12-year-old was imitating wrestling moves when he punched, kicked, and stomped 6-year-old playmate Tiffany Unick to death. Rosenbaum says the appellate decision could be final within 2 weeks.
At that point, Lionel would be just as if he was waiting to go to trial last time, which was when he was out on bond. And there's no reason for him not to be out on bond. He's not a risk of flight. He's not a danger. So we're looking forward to getting him out and back in his mother's arms.
Meanwhile, Broward County prosecutors say they are reviewing the ruling to determine if they will pursue a second trial. The now 16-year-old had started serving his life sentence in a maximum security prison, but at the request of Governor Jeb Bush, was moved to a juvenile facility. Co-counsel Cheryl Zickler says that made an incredible difference.
Even though it is a maximum security juvenile facility, he's been attending school every day, he's had therapy. He's surrounded by staff that are committed to children and know how to deal with children. And we're in a much better position in terms of his mental health now than we would be had he been housed in an adult facility like many of the other juveniles who are being charged as adults.
Zickler says the case could also have implications on a controversial Florida law that requires children convicted of first-degree murder to get life in prison without parole. Michael Hiblin, WLRN, Herald News.